This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Israel's cabinet has approved an agreement on normalizing relations with the United Arab Emirates, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday he and Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan have agreed to meet soon. The Israeli parliament is expected to vote on ratifying the agreement later this week. Netanyahu and Sheikh Mohammed spoke by telephone and, in separate statements Monday, said they discussed a range of topics, including peace and cooperation in the Middle East. Israel and UAE signed the U.S.-brokered agreement at a White House ceremony last month, where Israel also signed a similar deal with Bahrain. They are the third and fourth Arab states to make such agreements with Israel, following Egypt in 1979 and Jordan. Confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett are set to begin. The U.S. Senate is charging ahead Monday morning on President Donald Trump's pick to replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and cement a conservative majority on the court before Election Day. In prepared remarks for the Judiciary Committee hearing, the Federal Appeals Court judge says the court cannot, quote, right every wrong, end quote. The 3 days of hearings are like no others, with voting underway in many states and the country in the grips of the coronavirus pandemic. Two Republican senators on the panel have tested positive for the virus. Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces accused each other Monday of launching new attacks in and around Nagorno-Karabakh, increasing pressure on a humanitarian ceasefire intended to stop the heaviest fighting over the enclave for more than 25 years. Azerbaijan said its military position had been shelled overnight. Nagorno-Karabakh, which is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan but populated by governed by ethnic Armenians,